stress-testing the inference speed thesis, and a correction on the record. The confident claim embedded in the week's AI model coverage deserves direct pressure, that inference speed improvements like those GPT-5.6 Sol ultra-fast achieves on Cerebra's hardware will translate into proportional productivity gains for knowledge workers. The counterargument is straightforward. If a model generates a 2,000-word analysis in 4 seconds instead of 40, but the human still requires 12 minutes to read and assess it, the tenfold speed improvement produces almost no change in the workflow's cycle time. Litt's understanding is the new bottleneck essay is precisely this counterargument. Generation speed has outpaced comprehension capacity, and faster inference may be solving the wrong constraint. The productivity gains from ultra-fast inference are real but narrower than the marketing implies. For agentic pipelines, automated workflows where models make sequential calls without waiting for human review at each step, lower latency compounds directly into faster overall execution. For knowledge work that keeps a human in the loop at each step, which the OpenAI organizational usage data suggests describes the majority of current enterprise deployments, the premium on token speed captures little practical value. The signal to watch over the next 6 months. If the Cerebra's OpenAI thesis is correct, enterprise AI spending should shift visibly toward latency-sensitive use cases such as real-time customer service, live code completion, and autonomous overnight research agents. If Litt's bottleneck holds, the premium on ultra-fast inference will compress and investment will flow instead to evaluation tooling, human AI interface design, and output review workflows. Finally, a correction stated plainly. In a May episode, a claim appeared that Ukraine had struck Russian ships in the Caspian Sea. The Caspian Sea is landlocked and hundreds of kilometers from any Ukrainian operational theater. No such attacks occurred or could plausibly have occurred. The error made it into the script and should not have. The appropriate distinction between the well-documented fact that Ukrainian forces have demonstrated effective long-range strike capability and specific operational claims that have not been verified is meaningful, and the commitment going forward is to hold that line.